Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texas heading into its fourth day with no power and no heat and, in many cases, no water from a crippling cold snap. Jim Ryan joining us. Jim, this is quickly turning into a disaster.
It really is. More than 24 people have died as a result of the cold weather here, either directly or indirectly. Car crashes attributed to slick roads, heart attacks, people falling and suffering head injuries. So, yeah, the death toll continues to rise. The good thing this morning, Susan, is that the number of power outages is dropping off quite dramatically. Yesterday, more than 3 million homes and businesses around this state were without electricity. This morning, the number is about 675,000, still a huge number, but dramatically lower than it was just yesterday at this time, Susan.
Jim, it seems like the problem is compounding. You have, you know, some areas telling residents to boil water, and they don't have any electricity to be able to boil water. So they go to a supermarket where some of the images are incredible. These long lines last for blocks just to get in, and who knows what's left in there once you are able to get into the store.
Yeah, and in a lot of cases, it's not water that you're going to find in there. In fact, the shelves have pretty much been stripped bare of any of the essentials, bread and eggs and milk and bottled water, the things that people really do need. And boiling water, you're right, if you have electricity and not gas, it's next to impossible to get that done. So yeah, this crisis has a lot of facets. Luckily, starting tomorrow, we should start to see the temperatures rising above freezing. Already down in the Rio Grande Valley along the Texas-Mexico border, the temperature this morning is in the upper 30s. So they should start to thaw out. We can only hope that that trend continues up to the north.
Plenty of finger pointing, too, over all of this. Where does that stand right now?
Two federal agencies now intend to take a look at the infrastructure here in Texas. What went wrong? Why was the country's largest energy-producing state knocked to its knees by this cold snap? Yes, it's been cold here. It's been historically cold, but somehow the infrastructure, the power grid, just wasn't able to handle it. And there is a call for the state legislature to do that investigation as well. That call is coming from the governor of Texas, a big proponent of the kind of deregulation that's led to almost a Wild West mentality in the energy market here in Texas, Susan.
Yeah, looking at how the energy crisis kind of happened, it seems like there's no clear-cut fix because there are so many different, although there's that one agency looking over it, supposedly looking over it, it seems like there's so many different people involved. It might not be an easy fix or a well-coordinated one.
No, that's true. And yes, the overseeing agency, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, that manages the grid, but all these smaller companies pour power into the grid. If you're lucky. The problem is that the natural gas that flows in from out of state and helps to power the power plants, you know, that's how the power plants here run. They're not on coal and they don't run by hydroelectric. They're run by natural gas. Well, those pipes had not been insulated. They weren't ready for the kind of cold snap that we've seen here. And so, unfortunately, once they were down, so too were the power plants.
You know, Jim, with these power hookups that are starting to happen, are people, you know, confident that the power will remain? Is it a case where it could be another rolling blackout type of thing?
Well, doubtful. I think as these numbers start to drop off, there isn't such a need for rolling blackouts to maintain the reduced pressure on the grid. So without that pressure, I suspect that some of these rolling blackouts should be able to stop, you know. So still 628,000. It's gone down a little bit since I've been talking to you. 628,000 without electricity. That's homes and businesses. That's not individual people or houses. You know, that could be an apartment building. It could be an office tower. So, I think that the state is somehow making progress. Crews that have come in here from across the region.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for giving us the update. That's Jim Ryan joining us from the state of Texas.